Welcome to Profiles in Prosperity, the leading podcast for residential service contractors, sponsored by Service Roundtable and hosted by David Heimer.
Hi, this is David Heimer. Welcome to Profiles in Prosperity. Doesn't happen very often, but occasionally a new product or service becomes available that makes you rethink a segment of your business. That's how I think about Pink Callers. Pink Callers is an innovative administrative support solution that manages your customer service tasks remotely. They handle all the calls, the emails, and chats coming into your business. They work directly with your CRM, and they'll schedule appointments for you too. With me today is the founder of Pink Callers, Michelle Myers. So Michelle, welcome to Profiles in Prosperity.
Hey, thank you, David. What a nice introduction. That was awesome.
Well, thanks for being here, and I really am impressed with what you guys do. As I said, Pink Callers, really interesting company. How did you come to start it?
Well, we started doing customer service probably about 10 years ago, and we were primarily in the tree industry. So we had a very close relationship with the software platform, and we wanted to serve other industries. We wanted to get out and help other verticals like plumbing and HVAC and electrical and general contractors. And that relationship that we had with that industry leader in the tree industry said, gosh, we really don't want you to do that. So we rebranded, started a sideline company, Pink Callers, and eventually moved all of our business to that company. So we were able to see an industry need over in the tree industry and then take it and be able to offer it to so many more verticals now under the Pink Callers name. We also were able to build really great relationships with other software platforms that helped us serve more and more customers, not just the one industry that we started in. Now, just so you know, we are still in the tree industry. In fact, I'll go to TCIA in the fall of this year and be there in a booth and hang out with all my friends there and be there. But it's been nice to be able to diversify our offering and be able to solve problems for businesses all over the country.
Yeah, sounds cool. So tell me about Pink Callers now. How does it work and what makes it better for residential service companies?
Well, not only is it really good for residential service companies, we own a service company ourselves. So my husband and I are in the floor coatings business. And so we do floor coatings in the Northern Virginia, Washington, D.C. metro area. So I know very firsthand the pain of owning a home service company and the needs of and the requirements of as such. So what makes us different is that we're not a call center. So unlike some of our competitors out there where you might have an office full of tons and tons of capable people, the problem with that is the home service business owner, you don't get to build a relationship with an individual. So what we do is we assign one person fractionally available for your business, meaning they work with you and one other small company in your service area or time zone nationally. And that gives you the ability to get to know that person and for them to get to know and care about your business most especially. And then they telegraph that care and concern about your company to the customers that call your business for service. And that's really the differentiator for us. It's really a far more human and custom component to your customer care than what some other offers might be out there.
So the customer care representative that works with Pink Callers has a close professional relationship with the company and knows them very well and is able to handle issues a whole lot better. Is that correct?
That's 100% correct. And the beauty of that is that, you know, when you have a home service business, you are likely somebody in your service area, in your community that people know and like and trust. And so you really want your customer service to reflect those values that you have as a business owner. And we really want to replicate those values on the phone as we take care of your customers.
Now, you said that you have a fractional part of a customer service person, but I'm sure that there are times where if the company gets larger that you actually have several people devoted to the client. Is that true? Mm-hmm.
We do. Absolutely. So the way that we start services with any business is on a fractional basis. We know that even in a busy plumbing company, you wouldn't take 100 phone calls in a day, unless of course you get to a certain size, or same with HVAC. There are gaps in the call volume on those incoming calls. And so we know that to make our service affordable and to make it possible to pay our people well, it's important that we bill at a certain hour, just like any other service business. And that fractional model is actually what you're buying when you buy a answering service model anyway, right? You're not actually paying for one individual. You're paying for the coverage, the 8 hours of coverage that your company will receive as part of working with that answering service. So it's very similar, but we really like that custom component and that one-on-one approach.
So I know the implementation and pricing can vary tremendously depending on the company size and volume, but could you give us some idea of what that cost would be typically?
Absolutely. So we start out at $27.50 per hour for a level one fractional person in our company. That means they can do between 0 and 125 tasks per week. And that's really good for a company a million or less. We often see that we can go maybe a million and a half under that model because the amount of phone calls isn't as large, especially when we get into some of the other industries like general contracting, painting, where the call volume is not as great, but every call is so important to grab because those job prices are so much higher than some of the other services that we support. So finding that balance between how much a person's capacity is and how much the business needs of their capacity is really the nuance that I bring to the business. I worked for many, many years in architectural design and development. And so I love solving problems a lot like you do when you see a floor plan, right? How many square feet is this and how much lighting will that take? And so I really see customer care in a very much like building blocks way. And so if your company has the ability to follow us in this journey about how to support you in a different way, we can absolutely help your business.
Roughly how many client companies do you guys have at this point?
Well, we serve over 50 right now nationwide, and that changes a lot. I mean, we have a ton of companies coming in. We have people that come in and we help support them through a difficult period. Maybe somebody's away on maternity leave, or we have somebody that quits immediately and they just need to restructure the customer care department in their existing business. And so we often come in and do triage. We come in and help for a few weeks or a few months. And that for me is really lovely because we know that we're building that relationship. So if they ever get in that position again, we're the first person they call.
I had not thought about using you guys that way, but you know, if I were a contractor, it would be a great relief to me to know that somebody like you was there to help out. If something happened, I lost my main CSR or all my CSRs. Who knows what happens, right?
Yeah. And CSRs, there's a very high turnover rate. We're very, very lucky in the fact that we have a less than 2-digit turnover rate. So less than 10% of our CSRs turnover in a 12-month period. And that's really not the industry standard. You usually see in the 30 to 40% turnover rate by year. And we're really proud of that. We do a lot of assessments of our applicants to get really great people in. We do referral programs within our company so that people can refer their friends to come work with us. And the beautiful part is that all of our employees get to work from home, which makes it an incredible job for them. They get to have a little bit more comfort and a little bit more familiarity in their work environment. And that to me is a benefit to our people.
And they don't have to commute. You know, people who work from home have much greater job satisfaction. It's a really interesting thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, do you guys work with clients all across North America, or are you limited to the USA?
We are all the way across North America. We do work with our friends in Canada. I don't have any South American clients, so all North America and in every time zone.
Very good. Yeah, it's important. I know a lot of the people who listen to this are in Canada, and sometimes for one reason or another, our people we talk with aren't offering services there. So good for you.
Yep, absolutely. We love our Canadian friends. I grew up in Alaska. If I didn't offer services in Canada, I'm sure my family would never forgive me.
Where are you guys located now?
My husband and I have offices on the East Coast. We live in a small town called Middleburg, Virginia. We have one stoplight and more horses than people, which is just the way we like it. And then we have a very divested team, people in every time zone in our company, not only in leadership, but as CSRs. So we're kind of all over the map.
Yeah, it's a great model. Good for you guys.
Thanks.
My experience is that a lot of the success around new software, outsourcing, new processes depends on the implementation. What should a company that is working with Pink Collars think about to ensure that they have a great implementation?
Well, we bring a lot of tools in our tool belt when we implement our services within a company. So the only thing that the company needs to come to us with is a working CRM. We love ServiceTitan. That's our favorite and leading CRM that we support currently, but we also work with Jobber and HouseCall Pro. So working CRM and a working knowledge of it, having all of your job types set up and all of your business practices running through that CRM, an openness to communicating on Slack. This is a platform where we text all of our clients and all of our team is communicating by Slack exclusively. And then we come preloaded with a Trello board, which is a digital representation of your business. And so that digital dashboard is something we build out for you. We're constantly doing frequently asked questions. We are always filling up that Trello board with more information on your business. And so anything you might need, we help you do that. So we come with a lot of tools to help you succeed.
Yeah, Slack is a great tool. Good call, and Trello, fantastic. Yeah. Also, everybody should be using those anyway.
Yeah, so. They're really good. They're really beneficial, and they help people communicate well across time zones or whenever it's convenient for the business owner. They can put something on Trello for the team to attack the next day.
Yeah. Yeah. So are you guys considering adding any additional services to Pink Collar in the future?
We are. Actually, we just went 24/7. So we don't now have evening and weekend coverage.
Wow.
And that's an incredible new product offering. And I loved the ServiceTitan article on having a follow-up coordinator. So follow-up coordination services are something that we've just now rolled out over the last couple of months. And I would be really excited to bring in some clients that need that service. So essentially, anything that's not closed in your business, you could hire us on a fractional hourly basis. It wouldn't be an 8-hour a day commitment. You could say buy 10 or 20 or 30 hour blocks, and then we could come in and smile and dial and see how many of those pieces of unclosed work we could take care of. There's a lot of gold in everyone's CRM. Yeah. And so we know that that could be a really nice service to add on to any business.
Yeah, great idea. So love your company, love what you guys are doing. I just think this is fantastic. So if people are listening to this, wanted to contact Pink Collars to learn more, what would be the best way for them to do that?
Best way for them to do that is to drop in on our website, and it's pinkcollars.com. Super easy. And we have a contact form on almost every page that we have. So just hit that contact form. That'll come in directly to Slack and we'll get notified, and you will be presented with a series of different ways to communicate back with us. We will get on a calendar link and get on a Zoom call if that's easier. We'll call you right back if that's easier. We have live chat on our website that's monitored throughout the entire business day. So really any number of ways that you'd like to come in, we'll take care of you.
All right. Easy to contact you.
Yep.
Well, Michelle, thank you so much for doing this. I loved hearing about it. I think what you guys do is fantastic and look forward to hearing about the growth. I think you guys have got a long runway in front of you. I think you guys will do really well.
Oh, thank you so, so much. I'm so grateful for your time today, David.
We're always looking for good ideas and interviews for our podcast. If you have an idea or maybe you think you should be interviewed, just shoot an email to profilesinprosperity@serviceroundtable.com. That's profilesinprosperity@serviceroundtable.com. If you think what we're doing has any value, it would be very helpful if you would give us a great rating on iTunes. Thanks for your support. Hope to see you again soon. Bye.